there are lots of us in sales who absolutely love to read a good article on selling skills, perhaps a blog post, perhaps a podcast, but there is a huge trap that many people fall like right into, and it's a bit of a silent killer. Today, we're going to go there. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 20,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. So I have a bit of a visual for you. I want you to imagine you're in the bookstore, you run into one of your friends, and your friend comes over and says, please, could you do me a favor? Could you hold this copy of War and Peace for me? And they run off and disappear. Now, there you are holding War and Peace, and if you know anything about War and Peace, it's not a quick read. We've all heard that expression. It was like War and Peace. It's got a little bit of weight to it. There's lots and lots of pages, lots and lots of information in there. All of a sudden, they come out of nowhere like a ninja. They hand you a second copy. Now you're starting to feel like the weight of this, and you're also thinking, how did I get myself into this? All I did was say hello to this person, and I'm holding two copies of War and Peace. They come back with a third copy. Right about now, you're feeling a little bit of a workout on the biceps. They come back with a fourth and a fifth copy, and there you are holding all this weight. It would be just a massive amount of information. So why would I possibly begin the podcast with just a ridiculous story like that? Because it represents something. It was no mistake that I chose War and Peace for you to visualize. Because, though, and five of them, because on a monthly basis, that is your visual right there. I want you to visualize what that looks like. Five copies of War and Peace. That is how much the average person is consuming in content each and every month. So let me back it up and just give you some stats, some more fun visuals like that. The average person on a daily basis is consuming 34 gigabytes of information. And just in case you think like I'm making this stuff up or whatever, I want to tell you where I got this information. This is according to a study that was done by the University of California at San Diego. And every time I read that, I think of Anchorman, and I want to say San Diego. I'm sorry, I'm a kid, and I've never grown up. But that is a lot of information. But if you're like me, you don't know what 34 gigabytes looks like. Well, now you know what it looks like on a monthly basis. I want to blow your mind on a daily basis now. So that's what it looks, 34 gigabytes. If you want to know what that looks like, what you do, and humor me for this. Hopefully you're not in your car driving. But if you're at home, would you please humor me? And if you still have like one of those old-fashioned things known as a book and not your Kindle, you don't want to do this exercise with your Kindle. You'll hate me. But if you go to the bookshelf and you grab a copy of a book that you absolutely loved and another book that was just god-awful, like there's this stink coming off of the book, grab those two, and then I want you to go to the tool shed and grab a saw. And what you're going to do is you're going to take the book that you loved, and you're just going to place it neatly on your desk. But the book that was horrible, that you hated, that there's a stink coming off of those pages, saw that bad boy in half. Now, unless you got creative with your sawing, you're going to have a novel and a half. Now, you would have two halves, but throw out one of those halves. So you can have a novel and a half, unless you got really creative and somehow you equated half to something like four of these or something. So now you have a novel and a half, and you've accomplished two things. The first thing is you now have a visual of what 34 gigabytes of information looks like, but you've also accomplished a second thing. You've taken that sucky book and you've put it out of its misery. So you're welcome for that. But it's 34 gigabytes a day. It's 100,000 words each and every day. But now let's bring this into some practical information for you. How many blog posts are you reading each and every day, each and every week, each and every month? How many of these podcasts are you listening to each and every day, each and every week, each and every month? How about all those posts on LinkedIn? If you're on LinkedIn like I am, you're going through all the status updates and you find all these little articles and videos that people are doing. And what do? You consume it. How about your favorite website? Do you have a favorite website that you go to and you read different types of posts that are there? Maybe you belong to a trade association or a local chamber. Do you read that information? So it's a lot of information that we're consuming. And this is where the trap comes in. Many of us have been guilty of consuming without acting. So what do we do about this? Now, first of all, let's just understand something. There is a massive amount that we're consuming. I'm not saying that we have to act on each and every item that we come across, but surely we're coming across things that represent good learning moments for us. We find a nugget, a gold nugget that we could be using with our prospecting or managing our time better or building our personal brand. But then we just run off to the next thing and we consume that. And then we run off to the next thing and we consume that. So there are some things that we can do to kind of stop that insanity, if you will. So when you come across something that resonates with you, never leave the scene of that aha moment, that light bulb moment, that learning moment without scheduling some kind of an action item. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you read a really cool time management post. You absolutely love the ideas. So what you want to do is pull out your smartphone and you could schedule something and it might look something like this or sound something like this. 8 a.m. tomorrow. And it reads, download time tracking app. Maybe one of the tips was download a time tracking app and start using it immediately. Boom. There you go. You're no longer consuming. Congratulate yourself because you're in that rare one half of 1% that's actually taking action on the things that they're reading. The second thing, let me give you a second example. Let's say you read an awesome tip on how to generate leads on LinkedIn. You love it. It resonates with you. You're like, I could see myself doing this. This is so easy. I would be an imbecile not to do this. So let's say Thursday is the day that you usually do your prospecting. You might schedule an action item that reads 10:15, email 3 LinkedIn contacts. Do you see how easy that is? And it's so much different than sitting there and consuming things. Because to me, a lot of what we're doing is the equivalent of almost watching Netflix. I mean, we're just kind of consuming it for entertainment value. We don't mean to do that, but it's become that because we're not taking any kind of action. So here's the deal. Yes, we consume lots and lots of things. We certainly don't need to take action on every single thing that we come across. But the things that resonate with us, what we need to do, we need to move those things from consuming to acting. And the best way to do it is to never leave the scene of that aha moment, of that light bulb moment, of that learning moment without getting it on the calendar. And that's it, folks. Nice, short, simple, and sweet. And listen, hey, if this resonated with you today, what you want to do, if there's like an idea here or whatever, is get it on the calendar. You know, I always end my webinars and all my training programs by telling people that everything that you learned in a way has been useless. It's useless. I mean, too late. I've already cashed the checks and left the country with your money. It's all useless until you choose to do something with it. And the best way to do that is to grab your smartphone, get it on the calendar. But there's something else that I want to tell you about. Many times we get something on the calendar when it's something that can help us improve, something that's an action item for us. And then something else comes along, and what happens? We just decide not to have anything to do with that little appointment that we made with ourselves. I really believe that we need to respect ourselves and respect the appointment. And let me explain what I mean by that. If you had an appointment with a prospect You wouldn't just blow off that appointment. It would be disrespectful. If you had an appointment with one of your clients, you wouldn't just blow off that appointment. Why? It would be disrespectful. But here's where I guess I want to challenge you a little bit. Why is it that everybody else gets all that respect, but when it comes to ourselves, we're very, very quick to be disrespectful of the action item that we've put on there? So when you put something on your calendar, I don't care if it's for a client, it's a prospect, and especially for you, make sure you respect that appointment. And this is how you get things done. This is how we move things from consuming to acting. And by the way, before you go, this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast has been brought to you by our 2019 sales program. To learn more, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockstar. And to subscribe to the Sales Playbook Podcast, please visit us on like the Apple Podcast app. And while you're there, could you please leave us a rating? Give us a 5-star rating, because if you do, people are going to be able to find us a lot easier. I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them.